Now, a protest has been held outside the U.S. Embassy in Yemen to call for the release of prisoners from the notorious detention center at Guantanamo Bay. The protest by the Yemeni activists and relatives of Guantanamo inmates came on the 55th day of a hunger strike at the U.S.-run facility. It's believed that around 90 out of the current 166 Guantanamo prisoners are Yemenis. Meanwhile, one of the most famous inmates says the hunger strike has now grown to include 130 prisoners. Shakir Amir has told his lawyer that prison officials have been trying to break the strike without success. Reports say many detainees have also lost dangerous amounts of weight and are now being force-fed through the nose. They began the strike to protest the prison guards' desecration of the Holy Quran and their open-ended detention without charge. Well, joining us now from Berkeley via Skype is activist and political commentator Henry Noor. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Noor. Now, before I go into the basics of what's taking place at Guantanamo, I'd like to get your opinion on the role of the mainstream media with regards to this hunger strike. As the situation of the prisoners gets more dire, do you think the media in the West has done enough to bring their plight to attention?
Absolutely not. At least in this country, in the United States, there's hardly any attention to the hunger strike or anything else about Guantanamo. It's basically a forgotten issue in this country.
Right.
The media just proceeds to ignore, go along with the Obama administration's effort to make everyone forget about it.
Right. So what do you think is going to take place with this hunger strike and prisoners losing dangerous amounts of weight? What do you think is going to happen if one of these prisoners dies? Do you think the U.S. government will be forced to reevaluate its policy?
No. I think the only thing that could make a change is a popular protest around the world, and particularly in the Arab world. From that point of view, the news of the demonstration in Yemen is very encouraging. I don't think anything could happen in the United States that would force a change on, in the near term at least, that would force a change on the Obama administration. I think they will do their very best to prevent anyone from dying, and that includes, as you mentioned, force feeding, which apparently is standard operating procedure there. When people's health is in danger, they force a tube down their nose and put some kind of nutritional liquid through just to keep them alive, which many people say is by itself a violation of the law and of human rights. It's hard to talk about human rights when people are in that condition, but I wouldn't count on people dying because they obviously the U.S. administration is going to try hard to prevent that.
So what of Obama's promises of shutting down this notorious prison? What of his promises of transparency? Even recently, just a few days back, it was said that the White House is still committed to the closing down of this detention facility. Do you think, looking at the acts and actions on the ground, the Obama administration really is committed to that goal?
I certainly don't think so. They've shown no sign of that. You know, they had a Obama, when he came in and made those promises at the beginning of his first term, appointed a special delegate to be in charge of planning for what to do with the detainees and so on. That guy finally left the job, and they announced just recently, this in the past few months, and the administration itself announced that he would not be replaced. So there's really nothing going on. I think it's understandable that the people there are incredibly depressed because there is no prospect, there is no future, no roadmap, as they say in this country, to how this could end. Obama, you know, I think probably had some sincerity at the beginning about wanting to close it, but then he ran into opposition probably from the intelligence elements in the United States and the people who are responsible for creating the thing in the first place. I think probably said to him, no, you don't, we're not going to do that. And a lot of the media here ginned up a lot of fear that if people were, the handful of people who supposedly were in fact guilty of crimes or against whom there's a good case that they were guilty of crimes, it could be put on trial. But the media and a lot of politicians generated a lot of public outrage at the very idea that the so-called terrorists could be put brought the United States, even in chains. There's so much fear in the United States, and they exploited that. So they left it to the point where the only solution is leaving people in Guantanamo. Of course, the other solution would be letting them out. Most of these people have already been cleared, even by the U.S. authorities, that they're not guilty of anything. They're no danger to anybody. I do think, though, that as I said before, I think, you know, the news of the demonstration in Yemen is very encouraging, because I do think pressure from the people in the Arab world, and conceivably at least from the governments in the Arab world, is the one thing that I can foresee, the one scenario I can see that might put the Obama administration under some pressure to let those people out.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. Henry Noor, activist and political commentator, joining us from Berkeley via Skype. Many thanks indeed, Mr. Noor, for your comments here on Press TV.